Welcome to Profiles in Valor, stories of decorated men and women serving in today's military. And now from the American Veterans Center, Tim Holbert.
Our guest this week is Colonel Michael Mann, United States Army Reserves and recipient of the Bronze Star for service in Afghanistan. Colonel Mann, welcome to the program.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Army Reservists are often referred to as our country's real citizen soldiers. Tell us a little bit about your life outside the Army and what led you to join the Reserves.
My civilian job is an economist for the Department of Commerce, the federal government. What led me to join the Reserves was my love of our country. When I was younger, I read history, and it helped me understand that we should not take our freedom and prosperity for granted, so I wanted to serve and help protect our country. And I was inspired by my father, who served in the military as well.
And how long have you been a member of the Army Reserves?
Been a member of the Army Reserves 28 years, and I also served 2 years in a ROTC program in college to get my commission, so I've been wearing a uniform for 30 years now.
Did you have any idea it would be such a long and fulfilling career?
It's been everything I expected and more. I was always a big fan of the military, and it's been a great experience, and I'm going to be sad when I have to take off this uniform in a couple years. I'm going to be required to retire when I have 30 years in service.
In 2009, you were set to deploy to Kuwait and then received a last-minute change of mission. Tell us about this new mission you were ordered to take on.
Yeah, that's right. We had been training up for several weeks, really months, to go to Kuwait to support the actions in Iraq. Then about 30 days before we were set to ship out, we got word that we're heading to Afghanistan, which is a considerably different theater of operations and poses different challenges. That got us quite excited but pleased. That was considered by us, and I'm sure this is true, it was a bigger challenge. Logistics infrastructure, which is our job, was pretty well established in Kuwait and Afghanistan, and it was just emerging at a much grander level in Afghanistan. We thrive on the idea of the challenge.
Well, you served as Deputy Commander of the Expeditionary Sustainment Command. Tell us a little bit of what goes into this job. I'm going to imagine that your background as an economist really comes in handy.
I think my economics background helps in the military, and my military training has served me well as an economist, and you get a lot of leadership and management experience in the military. Our job was to provide logistics support to all U.S. personnel throughout Afghanistan. So last year there were 45,000 or so U.S. personnel, and increased to 68,000 over the course of the year. And our job was to provide them with all the supplies and services they needed to survive, everything from food, fuel, ammunition, maintenance to their vehicles, human resources. Thanks to the terrific logistics soldiers, we succeeded.
Well, what are some of the challenges that go into preparing for such a rapid increase in the number of U.S. service members that are deployed into theater like Afghanistan? As you said, you had a massive increase in the numbers in a short period of time. And what are some of these challenges that you face?
Getting the personnel there is not the big challenge, but getting all their equipment there is a bigger challenge. There's limited airports and air assets to move equipment by air. It's also difficult to get equipment into Afghanistan by ground. We have to move it mostly through Pakistan, although some comes through the stands, the countries up north. So there's a small straw to move large volume of equipment. We also need a place to house all those soldiers and their equipment. So we were deeply involved with building FOBs, what are more commonly known as forward operating bases. These are camps spread throughout Afghanistan. We're building camps in the middle of the desert.
Now, the narrative to your award cites your outstanding leadership in achieving the goals that were set for the men and women under your command. From your perspective, what goes into being a great and effective leader?
Well, it's certainly caring about your soldiers and their welfare. It's about having a lot of stamina, recognizing that mission always comes first, but at the same time, you have to take great pride and care, as I said, in your soldiers. Also, setting the example. Don't expect anything of your soldiers that you're not willing to do yourself.
Colonel Michael Mann, thank you for your service.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you and your audience.
Profiles in Valor is produced by the American Veterans Center and Radio America. To hear more profiles, subscribe on iTunes or visit www.americanveteranscenter.org.